WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:37. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Vacation horror stories. You know, I'm going to be taking vacation soon. And I figured, why don't we do this?
Why don't I want to torture myself, you know?
Fun topic that we could do. Just hear other people's vacation horror stories. You can comment on Facebook or give us a call. We got a couple comments on Facebook. Adam said, we went down south to South Carolina for vacation at a lake house. Went boating, jet skiing, all was good till my wife lost both her wedding rings in 80 feet of deep water.
Oh.
Vacation over at that point. Seriously. Leave your rings at home if you want
to. Yeah, see, that's kind of a, it's kind of her fault.
Your wife's an idiot.
Yep. A moron.
No, but honestly, major rings, major stuff like that, I leave at home.
It happens more than it you'd think, really.
Yep.
You know, I know a couple people have lost their rings in water.
There's been days when I've been fishing. I'm like, oh, God. Ooh, that was close.
We were at the tavern the other night, and I reached into my pocket to grab my phone out. Well, my wallet was in the same pocket. And I was sitting out on the deck, and whoop, and the wallet was literally on the edge balancing.
Right there.
You ready do that, to go in the river. I'm like, oh, my God.
Just a nightmare. Be careful when you travel, man. Let's see. Alicia said, on our honeymoon, we went to Punta Cana. We got there in the afternoon. A hurricane hit that night. Mandatory evacuations 2 days later. She did say the best part was that they kept the beverages flowing. Yeah, that's, I would get the most out of I could over the next couple days.
I think you would check the weather before you left, you know?
Yeah, hurricanes can kind of hit. Maybe it looks like it's going to pass.
They kind of creep up on you.
Honey, there's a hurricane coming now. We'll be fine. It'll
blow.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Vacation horror stories. WIRX, hello.
Hey, talking about vacation horror stories?
Yeah.
How about going to a hotel room that had roaches coming out of the toilet, human semen on the mirror, and blood on the sheets?
That sounds like a party, man.
Oh, man. And
rotten food in the refrigerator.
Oh, God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, God. Kill it with fire. Oh, that is horrible. That is horrible. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Later, bud. I don't think that was a 4-star hotel.
No.
Probably not.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It was a -1-star hotel.
See, that's why you'd fork the extra money, fork up the extra cash.
That's why when I'm in a hotel, I always sleep fully clothed.
Yeah.
In a parka. 925-WIRX, 925-9478.
Just sleep in a poncho.
Vacation horror stories. More when we come back. Hey, good morning. 747. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Vacation horror stories. Do you have a vacation horror story?
Yeah, I got two. You get to choose. Peanut bag, fish food, or flaming plane?
Well, I've heard the flaming plane before, which was really nothing. You've oversold it.
The plane was on fire.
The plane was lightly smoking.
The running lights were on fire, Brock.
Oh, my God, there's a little bit of smoke in the plane.
You know what?
Such a pussy.
You better be careful what
Such
you say.
A pussy.
You know, God's listening. He knows you're getting on a plane here and what?
God's saying, yeah, Hunter's being a real pussy. His plane wasn't on fire. No, a peanut bag fish.
Oh, yeah, peanut bag fish food.
Yeah, fish food.
We're in Cozumel. I'll make this a quick story.
Yeah.
We're in Cozumel on a cruise. Went to Cozumel, got off, went snorkeling. Went out on the boat. He took us out, gave us the lesson, whatever. Put the fins on. It's me, my dad, my brother, my mom, and my sisters. We go underneath, man. First thing we see, barracuda.
Yeah.
You know, two of them swimming right underneath us. I'm like, damn, dude. Damn. Looking at the instructor like, is this okay?
That's like
is
a...
Is this good?
That's a muskie on steroids.
Dude, yeah.
Pretty much.
The teeth on these things are ridiculous. So that makes me kind of weary right off the bat. So they give you these Ziploc bags full of fish food. They're like the tiny little Ziploc bags.
I like where
and
this is
they
going.
They staple them shut.
Yeah.
You know, so they give everybody a bag of food. So you go down by the, you know, the coral reef and then you open
OSHA,
up the bag.
OSHA standards, right?
This
is completely up to regulation.
Oh, yeah. And so... So you take the, you know, you open your bag up and you piece by piece, you can feed them out of your hand.
Yeah.
So I can't get my bag open. Everybody's feeding these fish. I'm looking around. Everybody's, oh, this is so awesome. Taking pictures, having a good time. Like, damn it. Can't get this bag open. Dude, I open it like an airplane peanut bag. Pow! That thing pops open. And just, dude, immediately the whole bag of food just starts floating, like floating around me. Like it wouldn't go in one direction. It was just staying right around me. I'm not telling you, every fish within like 100 miles just came flying at me, man. Whoa! Just swarmed me. I didn't know what to do. My eyes got about as big as basketballs, man. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the barracuda. You know, I'm like, what do I do? Look over the instructor. I immediately go to the surface, man. And I'm telling you, when I say I ran on water, dude, I'm telling you, I ran on water.
You were tan ripped Jesus. I was cruising.
Dude, it was probably 30 yards back to the boat. I didn't go underneath the water. I ran on top of it. Boom. Got on the boat.
Fantastic.
Everybody was crying, laughing.
That would be the greatest thing in the world.
My dad still talks about it to this day at the dinner table. He still laughs and cries about it. I was just, it was like immediate fear, man.
Oh, my God.
Get me out of this ocean. I'm not supposed to be here.
How are they going to know the difference between me and the food?
Oh, God. I was dying that day.
God, I love it. I wish I could.
Even the instructor, he's supposed to be professional, you know? He was laughing.
That's fantastic.
Pointing and laughing.
You know what? He gave you the joke bag. That was the gag bag. They right. give it to everybody.
Damn.
And you got it that day. I love it. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, Vacation Horror Story.
All right.
Hey, good morning. 758 Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're talking about vacation horror stories this morning. Yours involved a bunch of fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And you being a little pussy.
Yep. What's yours? Do you have one yet?
I do have one.
Oh, wait. No, you don't have one yet because you haven't been to Ireland.
Once I go there, I'll have one for you. No, I do actually have one. In the early part of Kiki and I's engagement, mm-hmm. she actually lived in Costa Rica. She went there for an internship, and she was there for like 3 months. And then we planned this big trip where I would go see her afterwards. All right. And at the end, and then we would fly back together.
So basically, you went to Costa Rica to do it.
Pretty much. But here's the bad part is the second day of the trip, she got Montezuma's Revenge or something. She was laid up for like 3 days.
Oh, really?
And it was a longer trip, but she felt like garbage for a good portion of it.
Huh.
So I was just there having to explore by myself.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get frisky because she felt like crap. Who would have thought a taco cart at 3 o'clock in the morning was a bad idea?
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. You know? In Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica. Huh. Yeah, we left a bar and then we were like, oh, we're hungry. Obviously, we're hammered drunk. And yeah. I put her up for like 3 days. So it sucked because I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to go walk around by myself in Costa Rica, not know anybody.
Well, at least you didn't die.
I didn't die.
You know?
I didn't die. Thanks for
at least you're still here.
And you know what? She got sick too on her honeymoon. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm on to her.
What's she
if
doing?
She gets sick in Ireland.
Oh, she's going to get sick in Ireland.
Swear to God. If I don't get any vacation booty, I'll be very upset. So that's mine. That's it. Nothing crazy. Most of my vacations have been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how they're supposed to be.
Very. Yeah. Our honeymoon, other than her like getting sick for like a couple days,
mm-hmm.
it was great.
Yeah.
No, I've never had any travel issues.
Yeah.
No? Of course, I say that now, and I got this huge trip coming up. It's probably going to be a nightmare.
Right, right. Be careful.
Knock on wood.
Tread lightly.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, Vacation Horror Stories. WIRX, hello.
Hey, Vacation Horror Stories.
Yeah.
So the old man and I go camping. We're out on the boat. Storm blows in. We can't get to shore in our little John boat.
Uh-oh.
So we find an island, hang out on it. Storm passes. We go back to camp, dry everything out. Middle of the night, another storm blows in. We wake up and our tent's floating and we're in 9 inches of water.
Oh, no.
We grab everything, throw it in the trunk of the truck and or the car, and we take off out of there. We get home, we pass out like 4 a.m. The next afternoon, we're both covered in poison sumac. The island was nothing but poison sumac.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Oh.
And the worst part, we didn't catch a single freaking fish.
Oh my God. Man. Oh,
yeah.
Have you ever had poison ivy in your crack and your eyes at the same time?
I never have, no.
Yeah,
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I went on my worst enemies. Yes. I went on my worst enemies, but nobody else.
Oh, God.
Where was this camping trip, man? Sounds very interesting. I want to go.
Yeah, this sounds like the greatest camping trip ever.
It was awesome. Yeah, oh, my God. Story to tell.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
But maybe camping's not your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe no more camping. That's God's way of saying, yeah, just stay inside.
Yeah, probably not. Stay inside. Oh,
poison sumac.
Yeah, well, there's nothing right going on that story, man. Oh. You know, it starts out bad.
Vacation horror stories. I can't wait for my trip. Rock 106.